USA News, I'm John Schaefer. With the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a ground invasion of Gaza seems increasingly likely. Meanwhile, Gaza is grappling with severe shortages of essential resources, including clean water, food, medical supplies, and fuel, as thousands seek refuge in the southern regions. The death toll has surpassed 4,100. That includes at least 30 Americans. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the U.S. A plane carrying 270 evacuees touched down at Tampa International Airport last night, all thanks to the dedicated work of Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. So it's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights. Representative Kevin McCarthy is confident Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will take over as House Speaker. During a Fox and Friends interview this morning, McCarthy emphasized his dedication to securing Jordan's election on the House floor tomorrow.
He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
Jordan received the Republican nomination last week and has been gaining support. A number of Republicans who were initially hesitant about Jordan have now declared their intention to support him. Miami will be the venue for the third Republican presidential primary debate hosted by NBC News on November 8th. To qualify, candidates must demonstrate at least a 4% polling threshold in two national polls. And the National League Championship Series in Major League Baseball commences tonight at 8:07 p.m. Eastern. The Philadelphia Phillies will welcome the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The chairman of Ford is urging the United Auto Workers to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations.
We've offered a record contract which would make our UAW employees among the best paid manufacturing workers in the world.
Today, Bill Ford warned that the ongoing UAW strike poses a significant threat to the future of both his company and the broader American automotive industry. The nationwide UAW strike against the big three automakers began on September 15th. President Biden has postponed his scheduled visit to Colorado today due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Originally planned to tour a wind tower manufacturing plant, the president will now remain in Washington to conduct meetings with his national security team. Starbucks is considering legal action against the workers' union, Starbucks Workers United, which supports Hamas attacks on Israel. The union, affiliated with the Service Employees International Union and representing nearly 9,000 employees and 340 Starbucks locations, expressed solidarity with Palestine and liked a post advocating for a free Palestine after the Israeli-Palestinian conflict led to the death of 1,300 Israelis. Flag football has been officially included as an Olympic sport for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. The International Olympic Committee revealed today that along with flag football, baseball, softball, cricket, lacrosse, and squash have also been introduced. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.